Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer to Choose Patience Over Losing Your Temper, written by Meg Booker, read by Kelly Gibbons. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. Psalm 103, verse 10. Mom! And then the stomp, and another stomp, and then a full body stomp, which really has to be seen in action to be fully appreciated for all that it is. My second child challenges me with her quick temper. Her older sister is more prone to brood and stew when things don't go her way, but my littlest one lights her fuse immediately. We all have the tendency to act without thought, to overreact, or to fail to act when we should. But holding on to bitter notions takes some brooding. To brood is to dwell on a subject or to meditate with morbid persistence. Jesus is our ticket off the crazy train. Because of his death, the cycle of hopeless thinking is interrupted. God's patience must not be underestimated. Because he is patient with us, he does not treat us as we deserve. Mounce's Complete Expository Dictionary. We should be punished for losing our temper, for our lack of faithfulness and thankfulness. We do what we hate, as the Apostle Paul states, even though we know we hate it. So, what is a good God to do? He forgives. He went out of his way to forgive us before we were sorry, before we made mistakes, before our temper snapped and we sat brooding about it for days upon end. Before we set that grudge to hold for all those years, Jesus set our hearts free. The Voice paraphrase of Psalm 103:10 says, "Thankfully, God does not punish us for our sins and depravity as we deserve. In his mercy, he tempers justice with peace." All of humanity, starting in the Garden of Eden, has found a way to brood and snap over circumstances we don't understand or approve of. Thankfully, God provided a perfect way for us to break that cycle. Raising a child with a temper is a good look into the depths of God's patience. He loves us despite ourselves, like I love her, and beyond. His patience is perfect because it's part of who he is. Let's pray. Father, we praise you for your patience. Thank you for each day we are forgiven instead of condemned. We don't get what we deserve, and we ask your forgiveness for times we have taken that for granted. Bless us to recognize your patient love in others over our stubborn heart's criticism. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.